BBC 地道英语
Authentic Real English from the BBC
大家好，欢迎收听地道英语，我是冯菲菲。
Guten Tag, ich heiße Wilhelm Kramer.
哎，你怎么说起德语了 William?
Sorry, 菲菲。It's because I've just got back from a long holiday in Germany.
Ah, did you have a nice time?
I did indeed, but it was quite full on, what with all the walking and cycling and beer drinking. I didn't have much time to just, you know, just relax and read my book.
What was that phrase you just used, William? You said your holiday was quite something?
It was quite full on. My holiday was full on because I didn't have time to relax.
So...Full on means busy?
No, not quite. It's actually quite a vague phrase.
Vague, 比较模糊的。
But because it's vague, it's quite useful. Full on can mean busy, but it can also mean, for example, upsetting or emotional. Basically, if something is intense, it can be described as full on.
通常在使用这个短语的时候，我们想说明一件事情使人非常紧张，或者这件事情非常费力，尤其当这件事情本身很费体力，搞得你精疲力尽的时候。我觉得咱们得来听一些例句。
How was the training?
It was really great, but hard work. It started at 8 a.m. and finished at 6 with only half an hour for lunch, so it was pretty full on.
Have you seen that new war film?
No, not yet.
It's brilliant, but it's really full on.
Do you mean in terms of the violence?
Yeah, and also it's quite upsetting. I wasn't quite ready for that.
第一个对话中，说话双方在讨论一个时间安排非常紧凑的培训课程。第二个对话中，说话双方在讨论一个非常令人不安的战争影片。因为短语 full on 要表达的意思比较模糊，所以在第二个对话中，说话一方为了确认他对这个短语的理解是正确的，和另一方核实了自己的理解。
Yes, and there is another usage of this phrase too. It can refer to something that is proper or complete or authentic.
Authentic, 纯正的。
Let's listen to this example.
Have you ever been to a full-on Italian wedding?
No.
It's amazing. There's just so much food.
在这个例子中，说话的一方在谈论一个 full-on 意大利婚礼。这里 full-on 的意思是地道的、纯正的，也就是说这个婚礼是地地道道、传统的意大利婚礼。
Have you heard this phrase much, this phrase full on, since you moved to the UK, Feifei?
Yes, I have, actually.
Is it something your friends maybe use often?
Yes, my friends use it quite a lot, and I use it.
Okay. Well, we don't want this edition of Authentic Real English to be too full on for our listeners, so let's end it there.
Remember to check our website, bbcukchina.com, for lots more useful English words and phrases. Bye for now.
Auf Wiedersehen.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。